in the name of Jesus. Let me be the head and never the tail. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray that where you are the tail right now, the Lord will move you up to be the head in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that one in the name of Jesus. Where I am the tail at present, Father, make me to move higher. Hey. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, as we go on this morning, please go on with us. Bless us together. Give me the freedom to speak. Give your people the freedom to receive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Everybody say next Sunday. You can have your seats, please. Next Sunday, our service will be a very special service. I will be bringing you a message on divine healing. Divine healing. Please don't miss it. It is not divine healing as you know it. This is going to be approached in a way different from how you and I have been used to. It promises to be a blessed time next Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. Turn your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25. Deuteronomy 25. As I proceed in this message, you'll be able to understand why I told you to pray that prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 25. There is a thought on my mind this morning, and the thought triggers a question, and it's that question I like to ask you as I begin this message. If God were to send one of his angels to come into this sanctuary right now, and if the angel were to line all of us here up, one by one, from number one to the last, and if the angel were to line us up by virtue of our strength, spiritually speaking, in other words, in the front of the line is the strongest spiritually, and in the back of the line is the weakest spiritually. If the angel were to line us up from the spiritually vibrant in the front to the spiritually feeble in the back, if the angel were to line us up from the spiritually deep to the spiritually shallow, from front to back, you know, the thought crossed my mind this week. Every single one of us will be somewhere on that line. The question that trailed me all week long is this: where will I be on that line? And where will you be on that line? I want you to listen to me. My message this morning is about the danger of being at the back of the line. Listen, we all know ourselves. You know the level of your spiritual strength. I know the level of my spiritual strength. You know how vibrant or otherwise you are. We probably don't even need an angel to come into this room to do that job. I probably can do it myself. The only reason is I wouldn't want to put myself in the back. But that may very well be the place where I deserve to be. We all know ourselves. But the problem this morning that I want to address is this. Listen. The back of the spiritual line is a dangerous place to be. Hey, I want you to listen to me this morning. I got a word for you. The back end of the spiritual line is a dangerous place to be. It is very, 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 very dangerous to be spiritually weak. Very dangerous. It is risky. It is deadly. It is perilous. It is treacherous. And sometimes it is even fatal to be among those at the back end of any spiritual line. I'm not going to preach for long, because I got to rush out to hold a service in our church in Philadelphia. But this morning I want to show you why it is dangerous to be at the back of the spiritual line. Oh, you're already in Deuteronomy. Look at verse 17 of the chapter you just opened. And let me open up some truth to you in verse 17 and verse 18 of Deuteronomy 25. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when ye were come forth out of Egypt. What did he do? Let's read verse 18 together. Go. How he met thee by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou was faint and weary, and I feared not God. Hope you see the danger in that passage. Amalek met them by the way. You know, when I read scriptures, I picture how it all happened. He said Amalek met them. In other words, they were coming this way, and Amalek was coming from this end, and they met here. Obviously, from this passage, the stronger ones among the children of Israel, they were the ones in the front. All right? The more powerful ones, the more vibrant ones, were the ones that Amalek first met. Are you listening to Bishop? But rather than fight those that were in the front, he dodged them. And he went as if he was not fighting anybody. And he moved and they moved. And he moved and they moved. And they moved and they moved. Then when he got to the weaker ones in the back, when he got to the ones that were feeble, when he got to the ones that had no strength, then he struck. Listen to Bishop. Those who are on the back of the spiritual line are always the preferred targets of the enemy. Can I hear an amen from somebody? For that reason, I'm always afraid when I start feeling spiritually weak. I'm always afraid. Whenever I miss prayer, my wife can tell you, I'm always scared Whenever I feel that I've drifted from prayer, drifted from scriptures, drifted from the things that make you dynamic and strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, I'm always scared because I know that the enemy, like a roaring lion, he walketh about. He does not just hit anybody, but he looks for his victims. I plead with you this morning. If this morning you are spiritually feeble, do something about it. If this morning you are spiritually faint, there's danger around the corner. If this morning you're spiritually weary, you will be an easy prey to the roaring lion. Oh, I don't know if you're familiar with the National Geographic Channel or the Animal Planet on your television. They sometimes show lions attacking other animals. As you all know, lions have no fear. They attack any type of animal, whether big or small, whether vibrant or weak. But, from what I've seen, their preference are the younger ones, the weaker ones, the most feeble ones among the animals are the ones they try to isolate. Their preference are those at the back of the line. The way it works in warfare is the way it works in spiritual warfare. Remember what Amalek did, how he met thee by the way, and he left the strong in the front, but the Bible says he smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee. When thou was faint and weary, he feared not God. I don't need to tell you that the devil does not fear God. That is the way warfare operates. You know, I said it would be nice to find another scripture that teaches this. And I was amazed when I found in the book of Joshua chapter 10 the exact same thing. Turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 10 verse 19. Joshua chapter 10. Verse 19. You'll see the exact same strategy of warfare. The people at the back of the line, they are the ones that are attacked first. Joshua 10:19, and stay ye not. See that? This is Joshua now giving instructions. But pursue after your enemies. And what does he say after that? And smite. Who were they to smite? The hindmost of them. Smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God have delivered them into your hand. Smite the hindmost. Say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be in the back. And when I said in our prayer earlier that you will not be the tail, you will be the head, you thought I was talking about your family. You thought I was praying about your job or about your business. When it comes to the realm of the spirit, you cannot afford to be in the back. When it comes to living for God, when it comes to walking with God, you cannot afford to be in the back. Those who are furthest behind are the ones the enemy like to hit first. The original word, by the way, for hindmost, I checked it out in the original Hebrew, and it's a very interesting word. The word hindmost literally means the tail. The tail. In other words, strike them by the tail. It literally says smite them by the tail. You are either head or tail in the realm of the spirit. Every single one of us in this room this morning, we either belong to the head or we belong to the tail. And the enemy doesn't bother the head when he knows he can get the tail. Of course, not that he cannot attack the head. But why not go for easier prey than go for the ones that will give you a hassle? We agree that no one is entirely free from battles. But it is clear from these scriptures in Deuteronomy, clear from these scriptures in Joshua, that those who are at the back of the spiritual line are the most exposed. Don't go around saying, oh, I am strong, but my wife is stronger. You are open to danger. I am strong, but my husband is stronger. What makes you differ from your husband? You can be as strong as he is. You can be as strong as she is. The troubling truth is that the fact, this is so troubling, that the fact that a person has been in the Lord for a long, long time does not automatically put him in the front of the line. There are people who have been in the Lord for 20 years, they are at the back. There are people who have been in the Lord for 10 years, they are at the back of the line. And a person could be a Christian for just 1 year, he could be in the front of the line. You will be surprised if an angel were to come here and line us up. You'll be surprised who will be in the back line. And you say, "Huh? What are you doing in the back?" Oh, that's where I belong. You don't know me. Now, you don't know me, I don't know you. But there's a God in heaven that knows all of us. And I'm not here to tell you that you are going to hell or you are going to heaven because of where you are on the line. You are on the line. Everyone on the line that is saved is going to heaven. Everyone on the line that has given their lives to Jesus is going to heaven. But not all of us are equally what God wants us to be. Not all of us are equally who God wants us to be. There are some of us that are walking with the Lord, but we are so weak in our walk with God. It's not that we are playing with sin. It's not that we are playing with iniquity. But the fire that is burning in us is like candle. Compared to the fire that is burning in some people, that is like a furnace. So don't go around. Have you noticed that some of these older Christians who have been in the Lord for a long time, they come and lead prayer and it sounds so nice. They come and preach and it sounds so nice. And then you get close to them. You do business with them. You walk in and out with them. You live in the same apartment with them. And you say, what? So this man is like this. This woman is like this. Unbelievable. Some people, you only have to be around them for 1 month. You only have to be around them for 1 week. And you discover, oh no, oh no. What he says is not who he is. What he proclaims and professes is not who he is in real life. But he's the one that teaches us Sunday school. He's the one that does this. He's the one that does that. Spiritual strength is not necessarily determined by how long you have been in the Lord. Check yourself out. Let a man examine himself. All right. Not only checking out whether he's in the faith or not, but check out his spiritual state. Whether he's in the front or he's in the back. The one who came to know the Lord last year may be in the front. And the ones that have been in the Lord for long, they may be in the back. As a matter of fact, the ones that are teaching us may be the ones that are in the back. Because you can know and not practice. You can speak in tongues and not even have the Spirit of God living inside you. All you have to do is listen to people that speak in tongues and copy them. Everybody say after me. Everybody say after me. Say shalalalalalalalala. See, you just spoke in unknown tongues. You just spoke in unknown tongues. So you can go around. You can go around. We used to have a young man in our church in Alabama. Back in those days, when we all were praying and we were speaking in tongues, He didn't know, he didn't have the Spirit of God in him, but he would start speaking in tongues. He would start speaking Spanish Comusta, 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 comusta. Cerrado, Lord Cerrado, Lord Cerrado. And I said, what is this man talking about? Comusta and Cerrado. Until I found that they are Spanish words that have no meaning whatsoever. Where are you in the line? Where are you in the line? You say, Pastor, why am I in the Lord for this many years and I'm still not in the front of the line? It depends on how surrendered you are. You know, some people will come to the Lord today and surrender everything. But this person who has been in the Lord for a long time is still struggling with God. He's still wrestling with the one that can break his back. It depends on how faithful you are. It depends on how consecrated you are to the Lord. It depends on how you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. But let me tell you something this morning. The areas of your life that you hold back will keep you in the back of the line. The areas of your life that you hold back will hold you back and put you at the end of the line, where snakes and scorpions and lions are on rampage. You know, a couple of years ago, my wife went and preached, and one young man gave his life to Jesus. Ooh, this man was a challenge to me. He will come to our home just about every weekend to spend the weekend with us. And I will look at the way he prayed. I will look at the way he fasted. Sometimes he will come on a weekend and never eat. Hey! The guy was dynamic. The guy was on fire for God. And I say, I love this. This is the way every Christian ought to be. If I were to look at it in the spiritual realm, he was in the front of the line. I can almost say that he was one step ahead of me. And I've been in the Lord longer than him. Much longer than him. But he came in and surrendered everything. And gave everything over to Jesus. And consequently, what other Christians will be struggling with, he had no problem with it. But he had a problem. He came from a house of warfare. He came from a home of warfare. And the warfare came from his mother. His own mother. And his mother told him that we all belong to the Anglican Church. So what are you doing? And he said, Mom, it's not about Anglican Church or Methodist Church. This is about Jesus. And the mother said, who are we worshiping in the Anglican Church? Is he Buddha? And the mother told him, and I'm scared. The mother told him, said, you will come back. This fire that you think is burning inside you is only if I'm not the one that breastfed you. You will come back. You will forget about this Jesus. And you know what we did? We didn't take it serious. We all laughed. We said, what will your mother do to you that will take you from, that will take you away from Jesus? And we'll quote the scriptures. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, will mother or grandmother be able to? You don't know some mothers. You don't know some fathers. You don't know some uncles. You don't know them. Because listen, I don't know what she had in mind about this boy, but I think there was a soul tie between the two of them. And she decided she will fight him. And we just laughed about it. And you know what? The guy was doing good. He was going stronger and stronger every day. Until I came to this country and we lost contact. Then someone saw me and said, oh, your wife's convert. I said, yay, brother, so and so. I said, how is he? He said, he doesn't go to church anymore. I said, yay! He does not go to church anymore? I said, no. He carries women all over the town. I said, what? I said, is that really happening? So we called him. We tracked him down and called him. And the vibrancy in his voice was gone. The joy in his voice was gone. In fact, the respect in his voice was gone. In fact, I just wonder whether he was drunk the way he talked. And my wife asked him, said, so-and-so, do you know who is talking? Say, yes. Is that not Mrs. So-and-so? Now, he wouldn't ordinarily say that. But the language of the world had crept in now. And I looked at my wife. I said, they got this man. They got this man. You see, when you are in the front of the line, you are fine. She tried for years. So what they did was to pull him from the front. Was to pull him from the front. I pray for you. Whoever is attempting to pull you from the front, may their hands wither in the name of Jesus. In case you don't realize it, the strategy the enemy uses for many of us is to pour cold water on us. Because he knows that if it can make you cold, then it can kill you with fire. I pray that the fire in you will never be extinguished. And if it has been extinguished, may the Lord rekindle it for you this morning in the name of Jesus. When I first became a Christian, I've told you this story many times. When I first became a Christian, there was a young lady that we all respected. This woman, it's not a woman, it's a young lady, unmarried. Dynamic. We young converts in the church, we were praying in her name. We were using her name to pray. We will gather together and say, Lord, please make us to be like sister so and so. Look at this woman. The joy of the Lord. The dynamic. She's everything you want in a Christian. And we will go to her. She will sit us down. She will teach us. She will instruct us. She will tell you, this is how to do this. This is how you do this. This is how you. She will see us and ask us, did you have your quiet time this morning? So because of her, we had quiet time. Because we know she will ask. And she was in the front of the line. But she came from a house of warfare. She came from what we call in Africa a polygamous house. Polygamous house is a house with many wives. One wife is difficult enough. Talk less of two or three. Some have 25. May the Lord have mercy on us. I don't know how many wives our father had, but there was competition. Amazingly, because she was in the top of the line, every area of her life, she was always on the top. Have you found out that when you are in the front of the line, in your business, you are in the front. In your academics, you are in the front. In your whatever you are doing, on your job, you are in the front. Because God will always make a way for those who are in the front. So she was vibrant. And you know what this sister would tell us? She would say, hey, you little children. You little children. You know, we would sit down and crack jokes. We'll crack jokes and laugh. This is funny. You are very funny. She will come and just shake her head. And we say, sister, why are you not joining us in these jokes? She will say, the battles I am fighting, you are not fighting it. The place I came from, you are not from there. So the things that you can do, I cannot do it. Because the level of attacks that I am going through, you don't understand it. The kinds of battles I fight in my dreams, you are not fighting it. I've got to remain on my spiritual toes at all times while you are dragging your feet. I cannot afford to. My friend, you know yourself now. You know where you are from. You know those who are after your head. You know those who are after your wife's head. And you are still playing games with the Lord. And you are still in the front and in the back. In the front today and in the back tomorrow. In the front today and in the back tomorrow. And you are singing, come and get me. Come on. Get me. You can't get me. They will get you. They will get you. Because they are plotting for your destruction. And they know when you are in the front, there is nothing they can do. So this lady continued. Fervent. When they call for evangelism, she will be the first. She never missed church. She never missed anything we did. When they say money, she will give. Hey! Until marriage time came. And it became a trouble. I pray, the need that you presently have in your life. We all have needs, oh. I have my needs, you have your needs. I pray for you, the needs that you have in your life, may it not push you back to the back of the line. It was marriage, oh, it was marriage. It was marriage. It was marriage. It was marriage. And she'll be crying. She'll be crying in church. She'll be crying in church. And we thought she was crying for lost souls. We didn't know she was crying for husband. Until one day, she missed church. And we said she must be sick. Because she's one of those who will never miss church. And then we went to see her. And there she was in the house, discouraged.
And I said, what happened, sister? She said, what will not happen? Look at me. I am 30 plus. And there's even not a man in sight. I think I'm too serious. Because people who are too serious like this, no man will look at them. And we now became the preacher to her. And you know what she told us? What do you know? What do you know? You can talk the way you want to talk. You don't understand what I'm going through. We thought it was a joke. Before we realized it, she stopped coming to church. And then we were seeing her in a Mercedes Benz in town. It was owned by one Alhaji. Do you know who an Alhaji is? Google it. Google it. You know who an Alhaji is. He was a Muslim, deep Muslim man, with a basket on his head. If you understand what I'm talking about. Okay, check out the address and you will see what I'm talking about. We saw her in the back. Said, that sister so and so. Ah, I pray for you. Whatever will take you to the back of a Mercedes Benz, of a person that is going to hellfire, may it never become your portion. But there is a strategy. There is a strategy. You know where the strategy came from? From her father's house. They said, this girl, we can't touch her. This girl, we can't destroy her. The only way we can destroy her is to move her from the front and move her to the back. Every attempt to move you to the back shall fail in the name of Jesus. So they move her to the back. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the beginning of trouble. Then they moved in. Because now the fire was cold. The armor has now been removed. All right? The protection now is down, just like Samson. It is when we get to heaven. It is when we get to heaven that we find out exactly what happened to Samson. Exactly what happened to Samson. I believe, I may be wrong, that the Philistines, they had a hand in what happened to Samson. They had a hand in it. Dynamic, strong. And before you realize it, she moved from the front to the back. And you know what? When you have moved from the front to the back, you will still think you are in the front. Because he said, I will shake myself as at other times. And God said, you are not where you used to shake. You have gone to the back of the line. The Bible says, he wist not that the Spirit of God had departed from him. I don't care what departs from me, but may the Holy Spirit never depart from my life. May the Holy Spirit never depart from your life. May that Spirit keep you burning. May the Spirit keep burning in your life. May he keep you in the front. May he keep you on the firing line. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is how our sister went to the back of the line. And then they came in. Arrows that will be shot in her dream. And the arrows will go somewhere else. They were landing on target. Attacks were landing on target. Before we realized it, sister became a mental patient. I've told you this story before. She became a mental patient. They took her to the mental hospital. And I said, my God, how can a princess, the daughter of the king, end up in this place? When you move from the front to the back, you end up where you never dreamt that you will end up. Christian, seek not yet repose. Thou art in the midst of foes. Watch, pray. Don't let the needs that are in your life be used by the enemy to destroy you. The first thing they will do is move you from the back to the front. I used to have a sister, Margaret is her name. Margaret is one of Christian sisters. We used to be together in the South. She used to live among people that were demonic. Very demonic. They tried her. They couldn't get her. Because she was dynamic in the front of the line. But don't forget, the hindmost. So, the people decided, the witches she was living with, they decided, let's not attack her again. Let's move her to the back. You know what they did? They started provoking her. The moment they started, they would do things just to provoke her. They would remove her clothes from the line outside and throw it down. She would get angry. All right? She would cook soup. They would take the stew and the soup and throw it all away. She would get angry. The moment the spirit of anger possessed her, she took steps backwards. And one day an angel came to her and said, Margaret, 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 they are making you angry
so there can be an opening in your armor. Whatever they do, take it and don't let it bother you. Or else, they will hit you where you never dreamt that they will hit you. That was what God used to deliver her. This sister became a mental patient. The next thing we saw is that they came to church and called us that her body is on the street. She was walking on the street, mad. You know, America is good. There are a lot of mad people in this country, more than Nigeria. But they are loaded with medicine. So you don't know. But in Africa, we let them roam. You know what I'm talking about. They are here. They are clothed. You know this one is a madman. You run away from. This lady got to that stage. She ran from the mental hospital. That is the person who used to teach us from the front line to the back line. Guess what happened to her? An automobile hit her. That's how she died. We went to her body. We couldn't pick it. Couldn't pick it. You know, here in America, if they see a body on the road, they call 911. There's no 911 to call in my country. If it's your body, carry it. If it's not, it will bloat and explode. We said, this girl will not explode here. That's how we carried her. And we buried her. Come and see weeping. Come and see crying. Weeping and crying not because a soul went to hell, but because a soul died before her time. Before a soul who was in the front took steps backwards by the help of those who didn't want her to go forward, and they destroyed. Can I tell you something about this thing? The front line and the back line. You can choose to move up and down the line as you wish. You can choose. Some of you used to be in the front. You know yourself. You used to be in the front. Everybody saw you in the front. Everybody knew you were in the front until you met this Angelina. Until this problem came into your life, you went from the front. Of course, you still play music in the church. Of course, you still play drums in the church. Of course, you still preach in the church. Of course, you still lead Sunday school in the church. Of course, you still do. But deep, 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 deep inside you, you know you are not who you used to be, my friend. And you know who else knows? The devil also knows. Do you know what has kept you so far? Grace. You know what has kept you so far? Mercy. Mercy. I pray God will never prove to you that it is you are coasting on mercy. You are coasting on grace. You are coasting on favor. Maybe God sent me this message to wake you up and tell you your mercy is about to run out. Your favor is about to run out. The grace is about to run out. What has God done? What is the offense of God that you decided to step back from him? Has he not blessed you? Has he not healed you? Has he not fought your battles for you? What then will you say is the offense from God that makes you to backtrack? Yes, you can move up in the line and you can move back in the line. I think the angels are even confused about some of us because we are constantly moving up. And constantly moving back. And constantly moving up. And constantly moving back. I pray that spiritual consistency, spiritual stability shall be your portion after this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't know where you are. I've got to go. Time is against me this morning. Wish I had more time. I don't know where you are. I don't know your location on that spiritual line this morning. But one thing God has sent me to tell you is that you can move to higher ground this morning. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. You can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God can help you to become stronger than you presently are. God can help you to become more vibrant than you presently are. God can restore to you who you used to be, how you used to love him, how you used to walk with him. His grace is abundant. If this morning you are singing, my heart has no desire to stay. Where doubts arise and fears dismay. Those who are in the back are constantly under fear. Those who are in the back are constantly walking in doubt. Though some may dwell where
your prayer is this morning. I don't know what your aim is this morning, but I came to this moment. If my wife doesn't want to go, I'm ready to go. If my children aren't ready to go, I'm ready to go. If my pastors and my elders are not ready to go, I'm ready to go. Why be at the back when you can be in the front? Your parents, you know how you get angry when your children come home. There are 50 people in the class. They are number 49.
You just want to say, well, how for do? You are number 49. At least you are somewhere on the line. There are 50 in your class. You are not number 51. That's not what you say. You sit junior down. You talk to junior. Say, what are you doing at the back of the line? You are just burning my money. You are just burning my resources. You better do something about this school or I send you back to Africa. That's what you Africans say. That's what you Africans say. You know the Lord feels it. Your prayer this morning is to go higher. If your prayer this morning is to go to the front of the line, do you know what? This is how I go to. If you take a step towards him, he will take three towards you. The only thing is honesty. The only thing is honesty. You know, even me that I'm talking here, God knows where I am on the line. But I don't care where you are on the line. You can take a step higher on the line. You can step in step higher on the line. You know what I told God? I told God, let there be help in fresh anointing this morning. That those who have will come and will say, God, I know where I am. I know what I can be. Please come and help me. I said, God, meet with them. Pour grace into their life. Pour strength into their lives. So that when Amalek comes, he looks for you in the back. You're already in the front. If you want to pray, come and pray this morning. And come and talk to God. And say, God, give me your strength. Give me your grace. Give me your power. Give me your grace. It's not that I'm living in sin, but I'm not as strong as I ought to be. I'm not as dynamic as I ought to be. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I used to do. I want you to strengthen me. Come and ask for strength, oh. Come and ask for strength. Come and ask for God to just touch you and strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. Come and tell God, my heart has no desire to stay. Hey, hey. Where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. I want you to come this morning and tell God to touch you. Take you to higher ground. Give you more strength in the name of Jesus. Give you more grace in your life. Give you more power in your life in the name of Jesus. I want you to please come, please come, please come, please come. Please come and ask him. Ask him to give you strength. Ask him to give you grace. Ask him to give you power to move to the higher ground. I want you to tell God, my battles are many, my warfares are many. It is you that has kept me. And I know I cannot remain in the back. Lord, I will not be the tail. I will be the head. Move me to the head of the spiritual lane. Move me to the head of the spiritual lane.
Here this morning. Please pray. God, here I am. Open yourself before him. Hey, don't look at yourself and say, I've arrived. Hey, I can do it now. I can do nothing without his help. I can be nothing without him. Lord, I need your grace. I'll be alone. Let your alone with God this morning transform your life. Let your alone with God this morning change the story of your spiritual life. Let your alone this morning move you from that tail end to be the head in the name of Jesus. Please pray, please pray, please pray, please pray, please pray, please pray. Pray like you never prayed. Lord, this message is for me. Don't be thinking about someone else. Think about yourself. It's for me. It's about me this morning. Lord, I don't want to be the tail. Lord, I don't want to be in the back of the line. Lord, I want to be in the front, oh God. Whatever is putting me backward, whatever is pushing me backward, take them out of my life in Jesus' name. Whatever I've been struggling with, whatever is battling with my life, that is pushing me back, fire of God, consume them. Release your fire upon them this morning. Consume them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let your grace take them away, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your power, make me strong, make me strong, make me stronger. Lord, in the name of Jesus, every weakness, every weakness of the spirit, Lord, take them away, Lord, in Jesus' name. I don't want to be a feeble Christian. Lord, I want to be strong, make me stronger. I want to be strong, make me stronger. Take away every weakness. Take away every weakness. Take away every tiredness and laziness of the spirit. I want to pray. I want to pray. Pray, 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 pray. This is about you, not someone else. Stop thinking about your next neighbor. Think about yourself. Lord, I'm here before you. Please help me. Ask the Lord to help you. The Bible says, not of him that willing, not of him that running. It's of God that should mess you. Have mercy upon you. Ask God to have mercy upon you. Have mercy upon you. Take not away your spirit from me. Restore to me this morning that joy of salvation. Renew right spirit within me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let the right spirit be renewed within me. Every contrary spirit in my body, every contrary spirit in my soul, every contrary spirit in my life, let them depart in Jesus' name. Every spirit that is having control of my life, say, lose control. Lose control. Lose spirit of the world. You contrary spirit that is dominating my body, that is having control of my mind. Lose your hold over my life. Lose your grip over my life. Lord, let your grace, grace to walk in the spirit, grace to do your will, be abundant. Let them rest. Let your grace, abundant grace, rest upon me today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just want to say thank you.
Today in Jesus' name, help us to begin to walk in your grace. Help us to begin.
begin to walk in your love. Help us to begin to walk in righteousness. Help us to begin to walk in holiness. And every attack within and without that is waging war against our soul, we defeat them today in Jesus' name. Every arrow of the wicked that is weakening our spiritual life, we command you, arrow, back to center in the name of Jesus. Father, we are free, because the Bible says, if the Son truly sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And we walk in that liberty. We walk in that freedom. And we declare freedom today in the name of Jesus. Go home with us and let us live a new life. And let everything about us be new. For a better man being Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Shout hallelujah.